Hallelujah. It's really good to see all of you. All of you who are going into your freshman year. We really wanted to have this fellowship because we wanted to open your eyes to help you to have a realization of this, how special this particular time is that you are going into. We're here in the college training. We're so happy and so encouraged that you all love the Lord and that you all have a heart to be ready for His return. We just really wanted to impress upon you how special your freshman year is. You know, you all will be in school for 4, 5, or more years, but not all of your college years are the same. Your senior year will be a very different experience than your junior year. Your junior year and your sophomore year. And obviously your sophomore year and your freshman year. So we really wanted to, I'll speak a little bit at the beginning, shouldn't be too long, and then we'll have a number of testimonies from ones who have already passed their freshman year and who have learned a few things through their experiences of transitioning into college and going through their freshman year that we can pass on to all of you for your freshman year, and also by extension for the rest of your college years, and even further by extension for the rest of your life. So I really want to impress upon you that your freshman year is the most special year of all of your college years. You are just coming of age. You're now an adult, according to the United States government. And you are leaving home for many of you. I know many who are going to a school that's close to where they live, but yet they're still not going to live at home. Well, you know, because you want to leave home. This is part of the process of going to college and part of the process of growing up. So this is a very key transitional time in your life, and it's good that you're here in the college training, opening your eyes to see how useful you all are to the Lord. All the college students are the most useful to the Lord in college, obviously, you know, to His move and to His increase in college. And I can guarantee you that your freshman year, the habits that you develop, the people that you associate with, the decisions that you make, will very much determine how your college experience will be. And we really hope, our hope and our aspiration is that you would consecrate yourselves to the Lord. You would consecrate your college years to the Lord, and even more importantly, you would consecrate your freshman year to the Lord. You would spend time with the saints, you would stay in the healthy life practices, and you will be setting the direction for you to be ready when the Lord returns. The decisions you make, your freshman year will very much determine how ready you are when the Lord returns. So that's one thing related to your experience. I also want to touch briefly upon your peers. The people that you, in college in general, well, in life in general, the people that you are most easily relatable to are the people that are exactly at the same point in their life as you are. And as freshmen, that category is other freshmen. And I want to make you all aware of the fact that if your heart is to gain others for the Lord, if your heart is to have increase, to bear fruit, to experience the joy of fruit bearing and bringing ones to the Lord, well, this coming year will be the easiest time to do that. There is no person, it's questionable whether there is any point in any person's life where they are more open to new things, including the Lord Jesus, as their freshman year in college. So I hope you would consider yourself, the decisions that you make, really setting the direction that you would grow in the Lord and that you would give your life to the Lord, give your at least your college years to the Lord. You know, it's kind of hard to look beyond that when you're in college. And I hope that also as you look upon your peers, at your orientations, as at your first day of classes, you would also realize that these freshmen, They need the Lord. And the best time to speak to them and to share the Lord with them is right now. So we'd like to call up the... I won't say anymore. We'd like to call up the first testimony, which was Sarah, right? You want to say more? Please.
We just have these. So we'll go with Sarah from Seattle, okay? We'll go with Sarah, and then Hannah, then Juhi, and then Sarah Kwan, and then we'll pick up the remaining ones, okay? But these sisters, like Evan said, they're just nobody's perfect, all right? But it seems like they have some lessons that they've learned that would be helpful to pass on based on your questions that you submitted. So we looked at all of the questions, and rather than trying to answer them one by one, we have these college students who will just share their testimony of some helpful things that they've learned in college, and they should be able to answer your questions, okay? So how about we start with Sister Sarah? Let's stand with her, all right? And in order to keep the time, we're gonna ask for 3 minutes. So we're gonna ding the guitar at 3 minutes. Just finish your thought, okay?
Okay, hi. My name is Sarah, and I go to the University of Washington. I'm going to be a junior next year, and I'm majoring in early childhood education. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about my experience with working and going to school and trying to fit in going to the meetings as well. So I work about 15 hours a week as well as being a full-time student. And I guess to start out, when I first was entering college, I hadn't gone to the college training yet, but I had heard a lot of other college students or a lot of other saints' testimonies of their college years and how they really gave themselves to the Lord and were built into the body and with the saints. And so that was kind of my aspiration coming into college. I really wanted to be involved in the campus work and all the events going on campus. We have a campus team at UW. But then I was also working 15 hours a week, and so it was hard to fit things in. So I decided to move into the sister's house so that even if I couldn't make it to all of the meetings, I could still be close to where everything was going on. I think that was one of a really good decision to do that because I got built up with the sisters that I live with. Also, just with work, I work off campus. I'm a nanny. So I had to do the transportation too. So I would go to class, and then it took me about an hour to get from my class to where I work because I'd have to bus home and then take my car and go pick up the girl I nanny. So that was also a time commitment. So it was really hard to make it to things like the Bible studies on campus or the student coordination time on campus. But there were also some things that I tried to do so that I could have some contact with the saints during the day. And also so I could have even personal contact with the Lord. So I tried to do things like, I would read my Bible on the bus so that I could use like every piece of time that I had. While I was nannying, if she was in swimming lessons, I would try to get some studying done or read the word or the ministry, just so that when I had free time and there was a meeting, I would be able to go and I didn't have to, you know, do my homework or get something else done. Also having appointments with the saints, either with the ones who are serving full time, that was really good. But even if there isn't a campus team, on the campus you're going to, even with the other saints in the church, it doesn't necessarily have to be that they're your age or that they're serving full time, but all the saints have something really valuable to offer, and it's really good to get built up with them, even if they're not on your campus. Something else is the home meetings. I'll just say this last thing. I tried to block out Friday night so I could go to the home meetings because it was really supplying, even if I didn't have something that I had enjoyed that week that I wanted to share. It was supplying just to be able to share with them or open up to them. So anyways, that was my experience.
Hi, I'm Henna. I'll be a junior at USC. I'm pre-med studying neuroscience. Okay, so junior at USC, pre-med neuroscience, double minoring in linguistics and natural sciences. So I understand fully this question about how do I balance my school life and my church life. And I'm very burdened for this point, and I want to tell you guys to, in your academic life, go as far as you can. And if you take this word, I promise you, it will be very, very difficult. but I learned in my experiences that the Lord sends difficult times or hardships, and these really test you. And when you come out, you can come out as gold. And the Lord uses you as precious material for his building. And I also make you another promise, that it is not impossible to stay in the center of the church life while you go as far as you can academically. I went to the college training the summer before my freshman year, like all of you, and I really saw something of the Lord, and I went into my first year really, really burning. And I told the Lord, Lord, I'm here for your move on this earth and on my campus. And so I wanted to just jump into the campus work. And the Lord showed me that if I wanted to do this, I needed a plan of some sort. So what I did is that I had some priorities, and I had some meetings that I was like, Lord, these meetings I will not miss. I will give everything that I have, but I will not miss these. And there were three meetings. It was the Lord's table, because as Brother Craig said, amen, you have no excuse not to make the Lord's table. The second is the prayer meeting. The Lord showed me that he limits himself to man, and he cannot move unless we pray to release his hand. So I encourage all of you to attend the prayer meeting. And the third is the home meeting, because you need to stay in the body. You can never do this on your own, and it's so easy for you to be overcome by Satan if you're on your own. But if you stay in the church life with the body in the homes, then it'll be difficult for him to shake you. And then I want to give you one secret for staying in the church long term. Definitely I would not be here without this, is to spend time in the Word. I promise the Lord to read whatever your schedule is. I promise the Lord to spend time in the Word every day. And for me, it was difficult to set a certain time, an hour of the day, like a time of the day. So I just told him, Lord, before I go to bed. So I understand if you have to stay up late, but I did it and you can do it. If it's 4:30 in the morning, you can read your chapter and then go to bed. And then the last thing I want to say is also to stay open to the Lord. So wherever you are, you might go to this college training, be burning, be captured, and then you go back and you hit finals and you're just dead and tired. But then I want you to remember this. Open to the Lord at that moment and be like, Lord, I'm here. I love you. You promised to keep me, and I trust this promise, and I just stay open to you. And especially if you're pre-med, because I am, if you aren't sure if this is what the Lord wants for you, just every week, every semester, every summer, ask, Lord, is this still what you're doing? And if you feel peace, then you go on. And if not, then you continue to fellowship and pray.
One thing, Hannah, I'm just going to mention this because I think this is good. One thing that I know that we talked about beforehand is that sometimes she had a lot to study, and so she needed to study on Friday night, which is when the home meeting was, right? But instead of not going to the home meeting, she would go and study at the home meeting. So still eat dinner with the saints, just to be there with the saints. And she wasn't necessarily, she had to study, but just to be in the environment, just to be with the saints, it makes a big difference. So I know that's one thing she did that was very helpful, because she's very busy. Okay, go ahead, Juhi.
Okay. Hi, my name is Juhi, and I go to Los Angeles City College, sophomore. And I'll be giving a testimony about the question, what do you do if you're in a community college by yourself with no saints? So when I started school in community college, what I thought about, like, what I college life that I thought about was really different because I always just thought about having a lot of companions or even full-timers or campus work. So I was really excited about it. But when I actually ended up going to community college, I realized that I was the only one there. But still, I was really burdened for the gospel after the college training last year. And I was just having continuous prayers and fellowship with the community saints. And I remember one time, I was fellowshipping one of the saints, and we were just talking about how it would be nice to have a club in our school. And I just forgot about it, and then one day I just went to the student union to join the clubs because I thought it'll look nice in the application when you transfer. So I asked the girl, can I have a list of clubs' names so I can join? And she was, she's like, you know what, you can create a club. And she just handed me the whole pocket of application of making a club. And I was like, Lord, what is this? are you telling me to make a club? And at the time, I just remember that fellowship that I had with the community saints. And I just fellowship to him, and then we just started praying, and then I just had to start it because the deadline was Friday. And during the process, the Lord, at first I was just like, I will do it if this is what the Lord wants, but as time went by, I was like, I got really excited because, well, if I make a club, I'm making a club, you know? But then, during the process, the Lord kind of stopped me because I had to find the advisor and, eight students to have a signature in the paper. And at the time, I was really being discouraged because there was, community saints were praying for me, but they were not with me in the campus. And I was the only one who were looking for the advisors and also other students asking them to, can I have your signature? And I remember hearing some discouragement, I don't think you can do it. But I just kept going to the Lord. And at the end, the Lord made it happen. But I just realized that he did so that when the club was created, it's not by my glory is not manifested, but God's glory is manifested. And the Lord is continually blessing the club by sending me the companion and also their core students who continually meet for the coordination. And I just really encourage you encourage you to pray and fellowship with the saints.
Careful. Okay, so did you pick that up? So she's on a campus by herself, but there's some community saints. And just by prayer and fellowship, the Lord worked everything out. So over this last year, they went from one. Now in the Bible studies, what we have, 8 to 10, right? 8 to 10 students, including some students that she... You'll hear tomorrow. Actually, you'll hear more tomorrow. She'll share more tomorrow about what's going on at LACC, okay? So next is Sarah. Amen.
Amen. I'm Sarah. I'm going to be a third year at the University of Chicago. I grew up in Irvine. But I'm going to share a little bit regarding living in the dorm. So I had to live in the dorms my first year because it was required. And so I'm going to share with you 5 points that really helped me and I think would be useful to you. The first is to really pray. From now until you reach your college campus, you really should pray. Pray to the Lord that he would grant you a roommate or a companion. Pray that this companion or this roommate would be really a preserving factor for you because this is really necessary for you to grow on in the Lord. You can't do a lot of things without a companion. And really, when you look for or don't be... Pray to the Lord for the companion, but also be open because you don't know who the Lord is going to choose for you. And for me, I know the companion I have now is completely different from me in the natural man, but we now love each other both spiritually and humanly. And so just be open to the Lord in that aspect. Second is to really take care of your conscience. So I am on the University of Chicago women's soccer team. And so during my freshman year, I did get dragged into going into, you know, parties. That's a big thing in college. And really having this college experience. But, you know, when you love the Lord, when you're in those kind of environments, there's something within you that's telling you it's not right. And it's telling you that, you know, you're different. This is not who you are. And so you really need to take care of your conscience and really listen and follow your conscience in this matter. Because if you don't, like Brother Craig shared, your conscience will become numb and you won't be able to feel the Lord's presence anymore. And so really, this is the time to take care of your conscience and make sure that you're following the Lord. Third is to establish yourself as a Christian when you first meet people. You're going to meet a lot of people, especially in your freshman year in the dorms. And this is a new start for most of you, I'm sure. And so nobody knows who you are. And so the first thing you should say to them, or not the first thing, but one of the first things you should tell them is that you're a Christian and that you love the Lord. And this will really set a foundation and in a way, it'll kind of force you to really pursue the Lord, too, as well, because you really want your living to show that you are a Christian. Fourth is to exercise your human will to choose the Lord. And one of the ways to really do this is to get involved in the homes. The saints around you, well, depending on your campus, but the saints open up their homes and they want you to be in their homes. And so really take advantage of this. And you can also tell your friends and bring your friends to this because, you know, as freshmen, all of the freshmen are wanting to find a home away from their home. And this is what the church life is. So really, they're so open to coming to the homes, especially having a home-cooked meal because I'm sure you'll be having bad dorm food. But you really should take advantage of being in the homes because this really is a preserving factor for you. And fifth is to really set your schedule according to what's going on your campus. Depending on what your campus, what your Christians on campus is, or if you don't have that, but you'll have different, you know, Bible studies. And for example, for me, I have a Bible study Monday and Wednesdays from 11:30 to 1:30. So I'll make sure to schedule my classes so that time is available. You don't want to fill your time with, you know, depending on clubs or classes, you really want to keep that time open for the Lord. And this is really something that you can choose. And don't ever tell yourself that you're too busy. I mean, I'm a bio pre-med major. I'm on the University of Chicago soccer team. And I make it to the Friday night meetings, the Saturday night college meetings, the Sunday mornings, Monday and Wednesday Bible studies, and Tuesday night prayer meetings. So you're never too busy. If you love the Lord, you will always make the time for him. But really your focus should be just to keep pursuing the Lord, because out of pursuing the Lord, all of this will issue. So just love the Lord, consecrate your college years to the Lord.
Hi.
Yay.
my name is Alyssa, and I go to Cal State Long Beach. I'll be a senior. And anything else I need to say? Okay. Well, I'm also talking about balancing school, work, and the church life. So all 3 years of college, I worked, and I had a full load of classes, and I participated in the club and on campus. And I just have to say that the Lord is so merciful regarding our schedules when we give it to him. Because every semester I would have I've had really weird schedules, and every semester I'd be like, all right, Lord, what do? I want to participate, but I don't know how. I don't know how to. Sometimes you're not in control of the schedule that you get. Sometimes you're not in control of your work schedule, but if you give it to the Lord, if you have a heart to be with the students on campus, that's all you need. You just give it to the Lord, and he works it out every single semester without fail. Especially this last semester, I thought it was impossible. I had the weirdest schedule ever. I mean, my classes were completely, I don't even know. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to even have time to work. But I need to work, and I need to be with the students. And I also was commuting from Irvine to Long Beach. And the Lord worked out something with my classes, and they switched, and then he worked out my work schedule, and then surprisingly I was able to make it to every single event, and that's never ever happened to me before, but that was Monday through Thursday, and the Bible study, the student coordination, college meeting, it was so sweet, yet I had the hardest semester of classes I've ever had, and I was tutoring as well as working at a cafe on campus, but I don't know. I had no free time. That's what I will say. I had no free time. But I was so incredibly thankful to the Lord. So practically what we can do is ask the Lord. That's the first thing. Just go to the Lord. Lord, I have a heart. I want to be involved. I want to bring you back, Lord, but my schedule, what do I do? Second thing, find out what the schedule of the club activities that you have on campus, or if you don't have a club on campus, you know, there's the Lord's Day, there's the prayer meeting, there's the home meeting. But find that out if you don't know. Each campus is different usually, but, talk to someone. And then also, when you're making your schedule, just bring it before the Lord. If you don't have control over your schedule, amen. That's the schedule the Lord gave you. And then don't be afraid to talk to your boss about, hey, I can't come on Tuesday nights. The semester before that, I didn't have the guts to ask my boss off of Tuesday nights, and I completely regretted not going to the prayer meeting. That was probably the worst thing I did all semester. And then this past semester, I was like, look, I can't come on Tuesday. And she was like, okay. You know, sometimes we think, anyways, so just ask. Oh, Lord. And amen. It's actually a blessing to work. Like the Lord, if you have to work, the Lord gave that to you. Like, and he will work it out. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I wasn't sure if we were sharing on the same subject. But I'm Joy, and I'm going to be a junior at Cal State Long Beach. And so the subject I'm sharing on is corporate living. And so, where to start off? So a verse that came to my mind was in Song of Songs, "Draw me, we will run after you." Amen. Amen. So this was a good verse for my freshman year. So before my freshman year started, I came to this college training, and it was on a man of God. And so here I really, saw, how important your college years are. My older brother was even just telling me, your college years, it's so special. It's such a special time because it's just for receiving the Lord. You're surrounded by all these saints who just take you into their home, who just shepherd you. You're surrounded by people your age who you can pray with and pursue the Lord with. And so after this college training, I wanted to move into the sister's house. But then there was a requirement for the dorms, but then my mom really wanted me to move into the sister's house. So she talked to the head of the dorms, and they got me into the sister's house. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so it was really good. So for my freshman year, this was really a salvation for me. The verses for tomorrow are about Noah. They're about Noah and the ark. So the ark is a picture of the church. The church is just our salvation. It's like a sanctuary. So the sister's house is really a sanctuary for me my freshman year because, going into your freshman year, it's a new beginning. I didn't know anyone at Cal State Long Beach, really. Basically it was the saints and stuff. And so going there, it was really sweet to just be with the saints. I was in this house and...
Stuck with me.
Yeah. Alyssa was my roommate my freshman year. So it was really, really sweet. But I know... Some of you may have some concepts about living and corporate living. It may be scary. It may be, intimidating to live with ones who are more mature in the Lord. But I even looked at the rule sheet and I, with the brother in charge, and I started crying because I was so nervous. I was like, I don't want to. I thought I was signing my life away, but I wasn't. I wasn't. It was just. They're just guidelines. And really, the sister's house, you all just pursue together. It's like you're all just running the race together. And so that's really what it was. And so my freshman year, we just got built up in our house. And that really helped me just to stay in the ark, stay in the church life. And so, and then I would meet girls and study groups and stuff, and they would talk about the dorms. And one of the sisters said that an important thing is to establish who you are, you know, tell them, I'm a Christian. Just say from the beginning. So some of the times we just veer away from that topic and just go back to studying. But sometimes they would just know who I was and then just, you know, not go further into talking about parties or drugs and stuff like that. And I actually met someone. She was like, I just go to parties and stuff like that, but it seems so empty to me. And so it really is really sweet being able to live in corporate living. And if you can, I would really suggest it, even living with a family if there's no other students at your house, and then at your school. So, amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Pearl. I just graduated from UCSD. I studied mathematics there. It's been a while since I was a freshman, but I still remember my first day at the sister's house. I moved into my room. There were two other freshman girls reading the Bible. So I was like, wow, yeah, this was the sister's house that I was looking for. I'm going to be living with a God man. But it didn't continue more than 3 days. We were all exposed. And if you're going to be in the sister's house or brother's house, you'll be exposed on how natural you are, how irritable you are, just how peculiar you are. But that's the sweetest experience that I've gotten out of my college years. We sing together a lot. We cook. Sometimes I'm usually the one who is being fed. and also because they're in the other room, we had older sisters. So from the first day, I followed them. I started following the older sister who's shepherded me. And that's how I started going to the student coordination. And there's this thing called a welcome table. You might have it on your campus, you might not, but I just went there after my orientation and it was like they were singing the songs I knew. So I sang with them, although I didn't know the club members yet. I haven't met all the brothers and sisters, but I saw my orientation club orientation mates, like the school friend that I just made. And she was like, oh, I was looking for a Christian club. Are you already in a club? And that's we got connected. And it's just really easy for you to bring other freshmen, your friends, to the club when you are already connected with them. My last point is that after your first semester or quarter, you'll kind of get the hang of how things work on campus, like how much you need to study and what kind of meetings that you want to go to. So if you have the schedule set, don't compromise it. I said to myself, okay, I'm going to finish this assignment. If I don't, I'm going to punch myself and not go to the home meeting. But that doesn't work because you don't get more productive by saying it. Just go to the home meeting and go to the meetings that you have given to the Lord. You guys are freshmen. You can really do anything that you want to do. So give this year to the Lord.
Amen. Does that answer your questions? I think we're almost ready for dinner. So hopefully, I think you enjoyed listening to them much more than you would have enjoyed listening to me. For some reason, we had all sisters, but it is possible to enjoy the Lord if you're a brother too. So I'm not sure why it ended up that we had all sisters share, but we have just as many brothers who enjoy the Lord too. But what if we just take 30 seconds just to pray with one next to us, just open to the Lord, give our college years to the Lord, and then we can be dismissed for dinner.